It's been 30 years since the writer Ron Simonian diverted his attention away from filmmaking to theater when he turned a potential screenplay called Thanatos into a stage play.
We did it in a warehouse behind Manny's Mexican Restaurant in downtown Kansas City. It made me fall in love with theater, to see something come to life, as opposed to all these years of having people read your scripts, making these cuttings, and then trying to shoot scenes and not getting anything done. And it was like a real living piece of, you know, theater. And then it kind of got addicting from there.
An early fan was Cynthia Levin, artistic director of the Unicorn Theater, and Simonian was on a roll for some time. The Unicorn eventually premiered six of his plays, many featuring violent premises and flagrant profanity that, right or wrong, seemed to define him and his work.
When you were in your late 20s, early 30s, and known for writing dark characters with dark intentions, and there was lots of violence and blood, were you a dark person?
I had an agent in New York. Her name was Susan Schulman. When I met her in New York, I got off the plane. They met me at the airport, and we were talking for about 10 minutes, the first time we'd actually met. And she said, "You are so different than we thought you were going to be, because you do not fit the profile of a man who writes these types of plays." But there's a lot of writers who resemble their work. I really never did. I think that was a misconception that caused a lot of people to kind of be wary of me in life in general. There was a play I had written, Desert Holiday. That play symbolized more of who I am, this kind of sometimes lonely, in love with being in love, you know. And yet the plays that people would associate me with are two hitmen in the woods, you know, trying to bury a body.
Over the years, Simonian's work has been seen in other venues. Two of them, Bazooka's Gentleman's Club and Science City at Union Station, overlapped, which made for uncomfortable bedfellows.
Bazooka Showgirls is a gentleman's club in Kansas City, and the owner of the club is very theatrically minded, and they had said they wanted me to come in and do a one-man show at the theater. So they had me write the show in response to the vagina monologues from a male perspective. And from there, they put me on this billboard on the highway, and it was a huge billboard. And I used to be one of the lead writers at Science City. I'd take, how do you use liquid nitrogen? I'd turn it into a little theatrical piece to make it entertaining for the kids. Well, they were done with me instantly. I mean, I was fired, like, instantaneously.
In his latest play, The Soul Collector, Simonian plays a slick television evangelist named Lester Dupree, whose view of the world is heard here in a clip that some listeners may find objectionable.
Lester would say, "It's a well-known fact that all of the Jews, Muslims, and atheists will all go straight to hell upon Christ's return. For when the rapture starts, there is a certain group of people who are going to be very shocked at the icy cold reception they will receive when the Lord returns at all. If there was a vent on the floor right there, and that vent went straight to the bowels of hell, and smoke was rising from that straight out of hell upon the rapture, that smoke would smell an awful lot like the Pope's hat." This is not a play that attacks religion. It doesn't attack anyone's faith, but it attacks those who use that faith for evil and for cash.
Simonian admits that for all the attention his earlier violent works drew, he softened with age and, as a father, becoming more intrigued with stories about family. Steve Walker, KCUR News.